This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Senate passes gun bill.
What we are doing will save thousands of lives.
Justice Department pressured to overturn 2020 vote.
This was not in anyone's best interest.
1 year after deadly condo collapse.
Rubble and dust and smoke.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The first major gun reform legislation in decades has passed the U.S. Senate.
The yeas are 65. The nays are 33. The
pushing it a step closer to President Biden's desk, CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
This bill is poised to become the most significant federal bipartisan gun law we've seen in decades. 15 Republicans joining all Senate Democrats in voting yes. Lead negotiators for the bill said that Congress just could no longer ignore the nation's gun violence.
I don't believe in doing nothing in the face of what we saw in Uvalde and far too many communities.
This bill is a compromise. It doesn't do everything I want, but what we are doing will save thousands of lives.
This bipartisan legislation is going to enhance gun background checks for people under the age of 21, and it closes the so-called boyfriend loophole, which prevents someone who's been convicted of a domestic abuse crime but lives outside of a victim's home from buying a gun.
Yesterday's Supreme Court decision throwing out a New York law that regulates who can carry a concealed gun has had reverberations around the country. California is one of a handful of states with a similar law. Attorney General Rob Bonta says a bill's being crafted specifying where guns will be banned.
If you are in a voting booth, in a courthouse, at a school, your right to vote, to visit your children, to live without fear of gun violence should not be trumped by a person's right to carry a firearm.
Key Justice Department officials in the Trump administration have told the House panel investigating the Capitol attack of a pressure campaign to get them to help overturn the 2020 election results. CBS's Robert Costa says they were told they'd be replaced if they didn't go along.
The January 6th committee turned to top leaders of President Trump's own Justice Department to build the case against him. Jeffrey Rosen became the country's top law enforcement official on Christmas Eve 2020 after Attorney General William Barr resigned, and Rosen quickly got a call from the president.
He thought the election had been stolen.
Rosen's deputy, Richard Donahue, remembered the president saying,
"What I'm just asking you to do is just say it was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman."
Rosen refused, and within days, Trump pushed to replace him with Jeffrey Clark. According to testimony, Clark planned to send certain states a controversial letter, falsely alleging that evidence of widespread election fraud existed. Early Wednesday morning, federal agents searched Clark's home, seizing electronic devices.
The House panel met privately for 2 hours yesterday with filmmaker Alex Holder, who conducted White House interviews before and after January 6th. He spoke with CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Do you get a sense that President Trump wanted violence to occur on January 6th?
I think the president saw it as an inevitability, in that the people that were there were doing what he thought was to be correct, which was that they were fighting for their election and for their votes to be counted.
Now to Ukraine. Heavy fighting has now forced Ukrainian forces out of the eastern city of Severodonetsk, where there have been intense battles for weeks. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky today welcomed European Union action that moves the country a step closer to membership.
This path is not politics. I believe that this is what will always be the starting point of Europe's new history. Europe without divisions.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
An expert health panel has approved a second COVID vaccine for 6 to 17-year-olds. It's from Moderna, and final CDC approval is expected soon. That age group has been getting Pfizer shots since last year. 1 year ago today, the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. 98 people died. Survivors detailed the horror.
At first, it sounded like a crash of lightning or thunder. But then, for at least 15 to 30 seconds, it just kept on going and going and going.
Here's CBS's Peter King.
The court cases have resulted in more than $1 billion in settlements, but they really haven't answered Martin Langesfeld's questions about what killed his sister.
How don't we know what happened after a year? How don't we know who might be liable?
Invasive testing of the debris is starting. Chati Katbas is a University of Central Florida professor and structural engineering expert.
They are going to be testing the concrete samples to look at the concrete compressive strength. They'll be looking at the steel, if there's any corrosion, if there's any issues that might be related to the environmental effect.
Government engineers say none of this will happen quickly. For example, it could take weeks to move the debris from a warehouse to the investigation site. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The government's agreed to cancel $6 billion in student loan debt for 200,000 people who say they were defrauded by their colleges. Almost all the schools are for-profit. Some are out of business. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on a new policy proposal from the Biden administration.
It would for the first time clarify that the Title IX law applies to discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. And it would also prevent LGBTQ students from being blocked from participating in programs and activities because of their sexual identity.
Well, some tense times in Port Costa, California, northeast of San Francisco, as a wildfire threatened homes and forced Ron McKeever and others out, but work by fire crews contained the flames.
We don't have a lot of resources. We have all volunteer fire department here in town, but we had it today, though. Kind of really happy. I mean, it was great. They saved our town.
Plenty of tall young men in Brooklyn, New York for the NBA draft on ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Orlando Magic select Paolo Banchero from Duke University.
Banchero helped lead Duke to the Final Four as a freshman. He's a 6'10 forward who can do it all.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Amazon seems to be trying to raise our loved ones from the dead.
I see dead people.
Okay, so not literally raising grandma from the dead, but it is debuting a new Alexa feature that'll help you hear from the dead. Amazon announced it at its annual Mars conference and didn't describe it as morbid, more like...
enables lasting personal relationships.
They even had a kid test it.
Alexa, can grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?
Okay. But how about my courage?
But what's ask soothing for some is creepy for others. Critics joking on social media, sci-fi show Black Mirror warned us about this. Still no word, though, on when or even if Amazon will make this new feature available to consumers. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Triple-digit heat in the south for two straight days. And how about this? It hit 90 in a city in the Russian Arctic, shattering records. That's the roundup, produced by Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.